Today's exercises had a very strong effect on me. I was surprised when we did the listening to the resonance. Yes, I also think, Anne, we touch energy of us. And in harmony, what you write, it flowed in a more harmonious way. To me, the source of everything more and more becomes the I of us, and the I is a riddle. And I find it so fascinating. I start saying it again and again that the English language, the English speaking people call the I an I. And it never was just starting to become clear to me that when we speak about that the human being in a way has become created, that the creation can become conscious or aware or perceive itself, maybe there's a sort of truth in it. And that the creation, what we are, is so happy if it's perceived through us, and in a way that the I is the creation, that the whole creation or the whole creative forces are looking through the human being into nature, into the creation, and that this is the I. And for this reason, the Buddhistic way of thinking, perceiving the world and its meaning, and when you start to meditate and to increase your knowledge into transcendent Maya, that you come to a sort of nirvana. But this nirvana is not an empty space, but it's so rich. And it's so rich that we cannot just name it, yeah? But that this world looks through us, and that we are the eye, and when we open the eyes, creation starts to be happy and harmonious because it fulfills its own purpose to serve. Huh? It's not only serving us, but it's just unfolding. That's my impression of when Anne writes, the energy flowed in a more harmonious way. Yes, because there was a contact between the I and what is. And this makes it unfold. It's still a theory, because how to prove it, but in all our courses it seems to reveal itself as the principle of healing in a way. And then it makes sense to differentiate. Huh? The funniest thing is, in order to touch something, you have to differentiate. Do I touch a shoulder? Do I stroke? I never know the right word. Hair, yeah? What is it? Yeah? Do I touch your soul? So we have to differentiate it, but we must also be clear. And I differentiate a lot. I say this sense belongs to this sign of the zodiac, that sense to that sign of the zodiac. But in reality, all differentiation, it's just artificial. Because in reality, everything is combined. So we differentiate, but as soon as we differentiate, we already must say it's not true anymore. We deal with it as if it would be true. The world reacts as if it would be true, but we must have in mind, in reality, everything flows into each other, and it's just we look at one thing from different angles. And even if I say, the sense of balance you can attribute to Sagittarius. Yeah, but you already feel that cannot be everything. You cannot just say you are in Sagittarius. No, it's just an aspect, and there are many, many. So For this reason, I say, yes, I am too. I exist from a sort of upper system or grounded rooting in the cosmos where I come from. I consist from a lower system rooting in the purpose of the earth, something I want to go through, penetrate through. But I also say, yes, I'm two, but I'm also one. This we also can have in mind. And this makes our exercising and practicing, yeah, can give it lightness a certain, because we just use concepts to talk to aspects of us. But we stay open. We do not say you are like this, but that's the way I would try to address you, how to react to that. And we can stay very open inwardly. How does the world react? I know what I try, but I'm not fixed on the ideas what I try. I'm interested on the reaction which comes back through that to me, and through this reaction I want to, yeah, not even react, but to take up an inner bond, create an inner bond, feel bonded, connected. And that's also one impression I have when you discuss what is luck or happiness. And then you realize that everybody is looking for some sort of happiness or being lucky. Then you notice it's, you feel connected. Not just theoretically, but you feel connected, not alone. And it's not important in which way you look for it, if you do it. You can even do it with evil things. But when your chief says, yeah, great, then you start to feel that's a reward for you. And that's the deepest, maybe even search of everybody to find connections. And we do it now with these exercises. Through these exercises, creating connections between us and ourselves. And when we differentiate into an open way, then things can feel understood. And if we differentiate it in the sense of defining things, things might close off, or because they also feel the need to have a connection with us, maybe mislead us. We seem to have success, we follow this success, but then we are bound to this sort of success. So staying open in all practicing is something we also learn by doing it with me. In an open-minded way, exploring things, detecting things, experimenting, having joy with what we find.